When we started this rains retreat, I was planning to do a series of talks each week on metta meditation. But since we've been without the recorder for a couple of weeks, that series has been kind of broken. And I must admit also it's a bit hard for me to remember from 1 week or from several weeks ago what exactly that I taught the previous time. So I'll try to do my best to continue that, but there may be some repetitions or omissions or whatever. But as far as I remember, the last time that we did some metta meditation together, we'd developed as far as the first stage of metta for oneself, and developing that. I'm not sure if we reached or I talked about to the end of that first stage of metta, so I might just continue that. If I'm repeating myself, then I apologize. But never mind, the Buddha did that all the time, so it's okay. So to just reiterate the development of the practice, as when we start, that first put our body in order, get our mind set and ready for meditation, bring awareness inside our body, and the first little while in the meditation, just practicing mindful awareness until we have that sense of sampajanya, a sense of clear awareness, understanding of where we're at. The mind is reasonably quiet, and as if there's a fairly kind of an emotional equanimity. One's not feeling too strong emotions one way or the other, and especially any emotions of anger, aversion, annoyance, anything on that side, that one should really try to just be able to let go of any of those kinds of feelings before starting the metta meditation. And then when we begin the metta, begin with the words, may I be happy, may I be happy, and repeating them steadily, evenly, and clearly. So the first stage of the metta is to establish that, the direction of the mind, that intention of the mind. This is before, we do this before we even get into the feeling of metta. First of all, just get the words, because that's the easiest thing to do. We can say that, even though we might not feel metta at the time, but at least we can say those words. At least we can do that much. And so keep on bringing our mind back to that and emphasizing it again and again and again, and making that as stable and strong and secure as we can. As the words become more steady and get a feeling of solidity about them, then we can just raise in awareness or turn the mind to an awareness of what it is that we're doing, and that is the creating that intention, that wish for our own true happiness. And when you do that, you'll often find that the feeling of metta will spring up. And that feeling can, of course, be very varied. It's not just one kind of feeling, but it always has that characteristic warmth and that characteristic joy to it. Metta always has a subtle joy to it. If it doesn't have any happiness, then it's not really metta. So the feeling comes up, and so this is one critical juncture in the meditation, is just that point of bringing to life the feeling of metta within us. And it's a very mysterious thing. It's an act of creation. we're creating something beautiful inside ourselves. So that act of creation, it's always something mysterious. You never quite know where it comes from, but we know it when it's there. So when that moment happens, we cross that threshold, then we need to just hold the feeling in the mind. Keep the awareness with the feeling of metta, holding the feeling of metta, and sustaining our awareness with that feeling. And the more that we do that, the longer and more evenly we keep the mind sustained with the feeling, then generally speaking, the stronger it will become. When the feeling of metta first arises, then of course the tendency will be quite weak. It may come and go. Sometimes it will be there, sometimes it won't. Sometimes it will be strong, sometimes it will be weak. And so this is where we need to build a steadiness, and the steadiness of it comes from our previous development of the words of metta, may I be happy. And if we've developed them beautifully, solidly, carefully, then that will bear fruit later on. If we take patience and care with each stage of the practice, and it will all come together little bit by little bit. We're putting everything in place. So when the feeling of metta is there and it's stable and we keep paying attention to it, when it's first there, it'll tend to come and go. But as it stays longer, it will have its own momentum. It will last. And even if we forget the words of metta, or even if our mind gets distracted, then when we come back, then it'll still be there. We can pick it up and keep going. So it has its own kind of energy to it, which we keep on building up more and more and more. So remember that this is all cause and effect that's happening. Using the words of metta, all the preparation that we've done beforehand is the cause, and then this is the result. And we're seeing the effects. So when that feeling of metta becomes, feels steady and reliable, feels like it's staying there, it's not going anywhere soon, then we gradually spread it out through your whole body. And so we do this just like water would spread through a sponge. Okay, so you can just, as you, usually when the feeling of metta comes up, it first arises in a particular part of the body. Okay, so we just focus it on there. And conventionally we say in the heart, but it could really be anywhere, doesn't matter. But wherever it arises, just pay attention there until it feels good and solid. And then just gently move your mind around the different parts of the body, and keeping the same words of metta, may I be happy, going. And just move. You can use a particular method for moving your mind through the body if you're used to it. For example, if you have a particular body scanning technique or something, you can use that. Or if you just let it flow intuitively, then that's fine as well. Doesn't really matter. But the main thing is that the feeling will go through, gradually just seeping through very gently, through all the different parts of the body. Some parts may be difficult. Some parts of the body, there may be resistances, because we lock up emotions and pains and negativity in different parts of our body. So just leave them behind. Don't worry about those bits. Don't waste your limited energy that you have at this point on trying to solve those problems. Just do the things that are easy. And often enough that you find that when you do that, and if you spread metta through your whole body, then afterwards those difficult bits, they just get smudged over in the meantime. And when you look at it afterwards, you thought that there was a pain or tension there, But then afterwards you see that it's really just become full of metta while you weren't really watching. So you keep on going with that until you can feel the metta through your whole body. And try to get it as clearly and distinctly embodied as you can. Right? So that it's very precise. If you find that difficult, if the metta feeling is very diffuse and doesn't sort of float, if it's kind of floating around up there and it's not really grounded down here, then to make it more grounded, then what you do is you start out before doing the metta practice, you do the mindful awareness and then do the investigation of the skeleton. So you bring your own skeleton to mind and go through each of the bones in your skeleton one by one, making that as clear in your mind as you can. Now, when you do this, you can do it either by imagining what that part looks like. So you start with the skull and you imagine what your own skull looks like, not a skull out there, but your own skull in here. And then go through the different bones until you have an image in your mind of your skeleton sitting there. Or if your mind inclines more to seeing things in terms of feelings rather than images, then just feel what your skull feels like. Feel what all the bones feel like inside your body until you get this sort of felt perception of the bones inside the body. It can be either a sight or a feeling, or even better is to be both. And so do that for as long as you need to until you have a clear and grounded and embodied perception and vision of your own skeleton as it's sitting there. So of course that particular meditation is a great meditation to do anyway, whether or not it's connected with metta, and it brings a lot of benefits with it, particularly that of suppressing any lust or desire that you have at that time. But in addition to that, it also is just a wonderful way of really bringing yourself back to the center of your own body. So in this practice, you're not doing, this is not, just to make it clear, this is not like a charnel ground contemplation or a contemplation on death or anything like that. It's purely just an awareness of the skeleton. It's not a contemplation of impermanence or anything like that. Just awareness of the feeling of the skeleton within your own body. And then when that's clear, then you start the metta as normal, except this time you spread the metta specifically through to just the bones in your body. You go through again, through all of the bones, and spread metta one by one to each bone individually until it's clear that the metta is filling that particular bone. So go each of the vertebrae in your spine, each one of the bones in your ribcage, one by one, and fill it with metta. And so if you do that way, then that's a very wonderful way of bringing the groundedness that's so essential for proper metta practice. This is a particular practice which Ajahn Chah Chai emphasized more in later years. He didn't teach that when I first learned from him, but he did in later time. So it's good for most people. It's a good practice, but it's especially good if you're having problems with getting the feeling of metta grounded in the body. So when we continue with that, then the metta spread out through the whole body, and until we feel and get an image of the mind and the body radiating and soaking through with loving kindness through the whole body. So instead of going through each part of the body and spreading metta bit by bit, we're now coming back to a whole body awareness. An image in our own mind, or a felt sensation in our own mind of our own body, the shape of it sitting here, soaking through with loving kindness. And when we feel that, and when that's sustained for a reasonable period of time, then this is what we call the Uggaha Nimitta, the preliminary sign of meditation, first completion of the first nimitta, or also can be called the kanika samadhi, the temporary or short-term concentration. So at that point, then the mind feels very happy. There's a lot of joy in the mind. There won't be much in the way of physical pain and these kinds of things. I mean, obviously the physical pain will come through eventually, but the tendency is that the mind will just be very relaxed and happy inside the body. The mind will still be thinking from time to time, moving off and so on. This is not a state of proper concentration yet. It's just a preliminary. But what you kind of feel, what it kind of feels like is, it feels like things have started to come together. It kind of feels like you're kind of over the hump, like the most difficult bit is behind you, rather than feeling like you're kind of struggling, and what you're experiencing is mainly distractions and mainly thoughts and mainly defilements and hindrances, and with a little bit of meditation tucked in here and there, then it kind of swaps over the other way, so that you kind of feel like it's just, yes, now here I am meditating. This is the meditation. I'm mainly with my meditation object. I'm mainly doing this. And the thoughts and distractions and so on are relatively minor. And so it's kind of like crossing over that boundary. Is kind of what the experience of Kanika Samadhi feels like. So from here on, the various kinds of hindrances and distractions and so on that we have tend to be of the fairly minor or fairly subtle kind, and not such strong ones. So this is the completion of the first stage of metta, of loving kindness for oneself. So let's do some guided meditation for the next 20 minutes or so, and see whether we can practice that and experience what we've just been talking about. Sitting quietly. Allow the mind to settle back into the body. focused in the heart. Say to oneself the words, may I be happy. May I be happy. May I be happy. Noticing as the feeling of metta gently wells up. Holding feeling in the mind until it feels safe. And as the feeling fills up, let it spread out, moving, soaking through your whole body. So we can feel metta surging through the whole body, every pore of the body, and the mind just holding an image of your body, just like a Buddha image, like a little Buddha made of glass. It's lit from behind by a candle, so the whole body of the Buddha shines from inside. Okay, now coming near the end of the meditation, letting the words of metta go, letting the feeling of metta fade away, allowing the mind to return to a neutral space, empty, open, clear. Just taking a minute to reflect over how that meditation's gone. Inquiring into cause and effect. What just happened? How did I use my mind? How did my mind change during that meditation? What is my mind like now compared to what it was at the start of the meditation? Finally, we can dedicate the merit of our practice. May all beings be happy. May all beings be well. May all beings rejoice in the merit that we've made through our practice. May all beings finally realize Nibbana.